WEIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
All I want for Christmas is
my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth.
The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour this December the 8th of 2021. I have to say, I've talked about it before it gets started here, and I'm going to talk about it now, is every time someone brings up 2020, like they think, oh yeah, 2020 was this, we did this, I always think in my head that like it's 2020 right now. It's crazy how fast this year has gone by. Sometimes, even now, I still... December, 12 months we've been doing this, and I still sometimes write 2021 when I write the date rather than... No, sometimes I write 2020 rather than 2021. See, I'm still all confused. It's crazy. And now we've got a new year coming up, and I'm going to be just as confuzzled. Confuzzled, bamboozled, frazzled, even a bit bedazzled on my jeans. That is a style that I guarantee you will come back post-pandemic. We have a lot of great stuff coming for you this hour. Of course, as usual, I always bring you the utmost. I will admit, though, when I was putting the show together, we were planning everything out. I know last week I said there will be no Christmas music. However, I found some things that are Christmas in spirit, but perhaps aren't the typical kind of standard fare. Now, as law, I do have to play Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, several times every hour, just to make sure you don't escape from us at any point. So you can be sure to expect that this hour. We will be starting by featuring a song called News Blues by Greg Amaralt. If you remember, I did talk about him on the show a few weeks ago, and this is from his album, News Blues, this is the title track, that released worldwide just this past Friday. On Friday, December the 3rd, it came out. It is a great album. It's really in touch with him and the band. They really explore their sound, what they can produce. Last time we played Song for Nova Scotia, and we talked about the Canadian influences on the music there. He is from Montreal, and it is a hard swinging album, but the influence is there. It's that distinctive style, like any other kind of jazz. And we've got some Japanese stuff. This hour, we have some more new music that is just released, and we have some classics. We've got some good stuff, some great stuff, some fantastic stuff, bedazzling stuff. We got Swedish stuff in effect later this hour, so a lot of different things will be happening. I am glad you are here with me, and what can I say? On with the show. Coming up now is News Blues by Greg Amaralt here on 101.5 The Hawk.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you enjoyed that big break for some music. We had News Blues first by Greg Amaralt from his album that just released last Friday. Then we had Sidney Bechet with Si Tu Vois Ma Mère, a classic standard. And of course, none other than Nat King Cole singing Let's Face the Music and Dance. There's no better way to face the music in this day and age, especially. And I specifically chose Nat King Cole right then because he has a bit of a connection to this next artist. This next artist just released their debut album last month, November 19th. It came out. It's a great spin on the classics of jazz, some great jazz standards. It features Happy by Pharrell Williams, a classic jazz standard, as we all know. But it had Better Be Tonight by Henry Mancini. All of Me, of course, L-O-V-E, which is what we'll be playing up next, as well as Time Goes By, and a few others. And it's a great album. I've had the chance to listen to it. It swings. It's a ballad. It's really much that classic jazz in the new style, in the modern way. And it is the debut album of none other than Lance Ellington, the English entertainer and singer and musician and songwriter and so many other talents, son of the band leader Ray Ellington, also big in the 50s and whatnot in England there. And I found this little tidbit of information interesting. Lance Ellington actually got the chance to play his father, Ray, in the film The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, which is pretty cool, I think. And that film features Jeffrey Rush and Charlize Theron, so it's a pretty big picture. I know I've seen parts of it, not the whole thing, and it looks good. Of course, if you love Peter Sellers, you'll love the film. And that's pretty neat. You get the chance to grow up and then play your father in a film about Peter Sellers, nonetheless. And it's anyways, back to the album. It's a great album. As I mentioned, it features a lot of those jazz classics, and it gives him a chance, Lance that is, to explore the timbres and emotions of his voice. Which is where I mention Nat King Cole, who also sang L-O-V-E, love. And we all know Nat King Cole for his smooth, silky voice, as we just got the chance to hear. And his rendition of the song was no different. It was something of magic and wonder and real emotion. It's something that gets stuck in your head. You're snapping and singing along all day. And I have to say that Lance Ellington, I'm not sure if he was trying to... he was probably inspired, I would think, and I think he executed it well in his own style and form in a new way. You now get the same song stuck in your head twice, two different versions. You can swing and change it. And Lance has a lot of time to explore his voice. He's been on the BBC television live series Strictly Come Dancing, where he's had the chance to wow the podium and the audience with his renditions of big ballads and swing numbers, including Gangnam Style in Korean. And he also had the chance, not too a few years ago, to tour the UK with his 8-piece band, and he got the chance to blend the music of his father with that of Duke Ellington as well, and also his own compositions. So he's a man who knows what he's doing. The album is called Happy. It's out everywhere, wherever you get your music. And it's also going to be right here on 101.5 The Hawk right now. L-O-V-E by Lance Ellington.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Well, love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. He is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Tell you that L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Ah, two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Ah, love was made for me
and you. I tried to tell you that love was made for me and you. What
The pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of
you. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back. I am Johnny Athens. You just heard L-O-V-E by Lance Ellington, his new release from the past month. And then we had Babylonia Wind by Kiyoshi Sugimoto, followed by Nora Jones, The Nearness of You, a special request from one dear listener. And now I take you over. I know we've teased you with some Christmas music so far, but This is what I was talking about at the beginning. It's Christmas music, but perhaps something you haven't heard before, and it doubles as our comedy segment, so it's very nice. It's by a comedian called Harry Stewart, and he does a character, a Swedish character called Yogi Jorgensen, who he developed while on a radio show back in the late 30s, and then began performing the routine as Yogi in nightclubs. And originally, the character was a Hindu mystic from Stockholm, so you can imagine how well that crystal ball could see the future. But there was a unique aspect to Harry Stewart's take on the dialectic comedy character, something that was common back in those days. He intentionally tried to make Yogi intelligent, rather than the stereotype of the naive rubes that other Scandinavian and other dialect comedians were using at the time. And at one point in the late 40s, he was a very popular performer. He was on TV and radio, and he recorded the single, I Just Go Nuts at Christmas, with the B-side Jingle Bells, as a Christmas special, and sales took off immediately. Advance orders came from all around the country, so Capitol announced that they had a hit on their hands. And when it debuted on December 10th, 2 days short of today, it debuted at number 24. By the following week, both sides were in the top 20, and the week before Christmas saw both sides of the single in the top 10. It sold over 1 million copies and earned a gold disc. That is insane for just some kind of comedy song back in the day. And right after Christmas, I Just Go Nuts for Christmas reached number 5, and the single became one of Capitol's permanent hits and was reissued nearly every year for the following few years, next decade or so. But it's funny how something so big could be lost. I only found out about this song a few months ago. I was looking for some good stuff, and I found it, a gold diamond in the rough, and I knew I had to save this for Christmas, so here we are, a few years later, Harry Stewart with Jingle Bells on 101.5 The Hawk, your daily dose of Christmas.
My wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe, hitch up once again, the one horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad, if he could talk he'd say, you'll be sorry you hitched me to a one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. It ain't fun like it used to be in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I should have worn long underwear in that one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow with the cold wind in our face, I can't hold a horse, he thinks he's in a race. He kicks snow on us, it hits us on the chest. I bet that we're the coldest Swedes in the whole darn Middle West. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. My wife sure hates sleigh bells since she rode that one-horse sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. We're too old for riding in a one-horse open sleigh. Night is awful dark, can't see beyond my nose. I can't blink my eyes, my eyeballs must be froze. I can't hear my wife yell, I can't see her face. I guess I must have lost her when we turned at the Johnson's place. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I nearly caught pneumonia in that one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I wouldn't make brass monkeys ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
This is the tenor saxophonist Kamasi Washington, jazz ambassador, Kendrick collaborator, Coltrane disciple.
Amen.
This is the best advice Kamasi Washington ever got.
The best advice I've ever got was to be stubborn with your dream, but to be flexible on how you get there. And music is kind of a living thing, and it is different from one day to the next. And one of the biggest ways it changes is actually in our perception. When I'm feeling like I'm not making anything cool, I just make it anyway and just push it over to the side. A year later, I'll pick it up and play it. I'm like, oh, wow, this is a really cool song. It was all in my head. I always tell people that feel like, oh, man, I sound bad right now, or I can't write any good songs. Trust yourself and your creativity. Just keep going.
We'll be right back. these times were meant to try men's souls, but something's wrong with all you see. You take it all on yourself. Remember, misery loves company. Misery, you insist that the weight of the world should be on your shoulders. Misery, much more to life than what you see, my friend of misery. You insist that the weight of the world be on your shoulders. Oh, my friend of misery, there's so much more to life than what you see, my friend of misery.
Five the Hawk. That was Kamasi Washington with My Friend of Misery, a cover of the hit Metallica song, and a single from his new album, Metallica Blacklist, where he takes a look at Metallica and interprets and does all the wonderful jazz things one can do with music on Metallica songs. So there we have it. And before that, we had Jorgi Jorgensen with Jingle Bells. And it was a very good show. I hope you did enjoy it. That's about all for this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And it is the kickoff to the holiday season, I would say. December 8th. December 10th is kind of the hump we go over, and then it's 2 weeks until the holidays. Till it's Christmas. And then before you know it, there's that little weird area where it's the New Year's, but not quite, and it's Christmas, but not quite. After Boxing Day, things become a blur. And then you wake up, and it's like January 7th. And then it's the New Year, and who knows what's happening. But I know one thing. If you want to keep touch on social media, johnny.athens on Instagram is a great way to do that. And then if you like Facebook, there's the page, Johnny Athens Entertainment. Both of those will keep you up to date with some things about the show. And now we close out the show as we do every week. We have Sonny Rollins closing us out this week with You Do Something to Me. But before that, I have to do it. Might as well jump start onto the Christmas bandwagon. We've already been hearing all this stuff for a month. Might as well take it for a couple more weeks. It is Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Or is it? Thank you so much for listening, and to those who think of listening, it is the thought that counts after all.
All I want for Christmas is
12 hugs and kisses, 11 jars of jelly, 10 linen hankies, 9 games of Scrabble, 8 pairs of cufflinks, 7 books of fiction, 6 woolen nightshirts, 5 ivory combs, 4 meerschaum pipes, 3 golf clubs, 2 silken scarves, oy, and a most lovely lavender.
Thank you.